Father in heaven.
Those words are coming from a Kentucky woman who lost two sons in a car wreck 8 years ago. And that is our top story tonight here at 5:30. Since that time, Rosemary Smith has been reaching out to other parents who've experienced the loss of a child. Hundreds of families, many right here in Kentuckiana. And tonight, Rachel Platt is joining us, and she's reporting on this woman and her book, her new book, and her mission. A remarkable story, as you've been pointing out.
Absolutely. One of the most remarkable women I've ever met. And she says God literally pushes her. Her son, Drew, was 18 years old when he died in a car accident alongside his 15-year-old brother, Jeremiah. They're two of many children who now make up Children of the Dome.
Drew was our firstborn. He was a wonderful, sensitive boy. He was really an adventurer. His smile is what I remember most. Jeremiah, our second son, I called Jeremiah an old soul. As a baby, Jeremiah had the eyes that I could see his soul.
Those eyes of Jeremiah's, that smile of Drew's, now seen up above in this dome, a slice of heaven on earth at the Cumberland Inn in Williamsburg, Kentucky. Part of Cumberland College, nestled deep in the hills of southeastern Kentucky. Each cherub representing a child who has died, a dome commissioned by Rosemary and Luther Smith after the deaths of Drew and Jeremiah in a car accident near Beattyville.
There's no way to describe that day. I can talk about it now. Probably a year or two afterwards, I couldn't even talk about it without crying. But now I can look back and remember the last day I saw them and what they said to me, what they had on, how happy they were.
So why Cumberland College to memorialize her sons? Rosemary Smith says it's divine intervention. After the deaths of her two sons, she received a letter from the president's wife here, one mother reaching out to another through a shared tragedy.
In it was a grief workbook and a note that she had lost her only son a year before. And I thought, this lady is standing. She's alive. And I didn't really know if I wanted to be or if I could be. Really, 2 weeks after the loss, and I called her.
That call went out to Dinah Taylor, her son Jim, killed in a car wreck the night before his high school graduation. Jim, who loved horses, now sits atop a Pegasus in the dome.
After our son died, and here we live in a town of 4,500, and like even the local pastor didn't even visit my home. And I kept thinking, if this is happening to me when everybody in this town knows me, what's happening to other parents that have lost children? I had to let other parents know that there are other people that understood what they're going through, and that I'm here. I can't help you in any way, but I'm just here. And I want to talk, and I'm sure you want to talk.
Rosemary Smith and Dinah Taylor did talk. They now share a friendship as deep as the pain they also share.
I always say coincidence is God's way of letting you know he's there. So he uses us. He used Dinah Taylor and Jim Taylor to reach out to us and save this family.
Rosemary Smith decided it was her turn to help others. Within a month of her loss, she began calling other families who lost children. Her first call to the family of Kelly Carpenter here in Louisville back in August of 1992. She, too, was killed in a car wreck.
There was a force. I cannot tell you what it was, except that I knew I had to call this family. I had to do it.
And now there's a book by Rosemary Smith, Children of the Dome, 28 stories of Kentucky children who died, stories of loss and hope. Smith wrote the book after discovering she had breast cancer.
I wanted to write the story of these boys. I didn't know how much time I had, you know, to do that, and wanted to tell their story and the story of other children in our group.
She shares her children, and in turn, other families share theirs. Parents who want their children remembered for their lives, not their deaths. We talked with Dinah Taylor on her son's birthday. He would have been 28 years old.
How do you get through this day?
I take each minute. And I have the promise of a tomorrow being better. It's the anniversaries that are the hardest. And anybody will tell you that. And so after that, you know tomorrow will be a better day because I've lived through nine of them.
After the deaths of Drew and Jeremiah, I realized that I needed to live every day because life is so precious. None of us know how long we're going to be here. And just to live every day and to help others.
Rosemary Smith is helping. She's contacted literally hundreds of families. Families who've all experienced the same pain. They may not talk at first, so Rosemary Smith just listens.
Sometimes it's very quiet on the other end of the phone, and I just have to keep talking. But then once I get them started talking, you know, and I ask for a picture of their child, and I tell them I'll send them pictures of all three of our boys. So I share these children. They become a part of me.
Through sharing their children, the children of the Dome continue to live on. For Rosemary Smith, she lives for her youngest son, Jordan, still with her, and for her two sons, Drew and Jeremiah, who are not.
I have two children in heaven, and I have one son here and my husband, but I live one foot in the spiritual world in heaven and one foot here.
And how she got the title of her book, Children of the Dome, was she says it came to her in a dream with her son, Jeremiah. Tomorrow night, Rosemary Smith, the author of Children of the Dome, will be at Holly Cook at Glenview Point from 7 to 8 p.m. So will many of the families in her book. There is also a website if you'd like more information. It's childrenofdome.com.
She talks to so many families, as she said. Any families say no or don't want to talk?
There was one family she tried to reach. They had lost four children. She called for 2 months every night, leaving a message on their machine. But last night she said, this is my final time of calling. They picked up on that last night, so they are part of the book.
You say she has breast cancer.
She's doing okay now. She had a double mastectomy, doing much better. But each time she gets knocked down, comes back stronger.
All right. Thank you, Rachel.